March Madness is over, the baseball season just beginning. There's another event, though, that might not be on your radar, but maybe it should be. The U.S. Chess Championships, which begin today and go through April 30th in St. Louis, where, also today, Maurice Ashley is being inducted into the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame in St. Louis on Maryland Avenue, the first African-American to receive this honor. When we last spoke in 2012, he spoke of taking chess to kids in the inner city, so let's catch up. Maurice, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Robin. I really appreciate it.
Well, these firsts are not new to you. You were the first African-American international grandmaster in 1999. Talk more about what that means, the first part of all your titles. They come appended with the first African-American and then grandmaster. What does that mean to you?
Well, growing up, I just wanted to be a grandmaster. That was my fantasy growing up in Brooklyn, New York, playing chess in high school with my friends and playing in the parks against the hustlers. And I would read chess books and see this great title, grandmaster, and I knew that I wanted to have it one day. Of course, the challenge was that there were no faces like mine in chess magazines. So it only became natural that people would notice that I was black, I guess you could say, right? Here it is. A chess player from the inner city who was trying to play this game. So now I accept it for what it is. And when I hear someone say first African-American grandmaster, for me, what it means is that there will be a second, and there'll be a third, there'll be a tenth. It's really a joy to be a role model in this way for other kids who might be dreaming about success, but may not know that they could do it in a number of fields.
Well, what you told us was, you know, when you're hoping to teach kids chess, you're hoping to also teach them an intellectual karate.
That's right. And chess is really a discipline of the mind. You problem solving, you become more efficient at looking at problems, looking at focusing and concentrating and making decisions, really. Chess is about making a decision on every single move. They say it takes over 40 good moves to win a chess game often, but one bad move to lose it. And so you have to be constantly vigilant when you're playing a game. And to teach that to a young person is just simply amazing. It's a trait we want all our kids to have.
Well, you also talked when we spoke last about the impact of the internet, that you used to have to wait months to learn the latest moves from Russia. You know, that's how long it would take to travel to you. Now kids can look things up online.
Now you can find out in seconds. I mean, if you go to follow the U.S. Chess Championships, you go to uschesschamps.com and you'll see the games happening live. And you'll get the breakdown from grandmasters. You get to learn what is going on in the minds of the players. And it's just instantaneous information. Because of that, you have grandmasters who are now 12 years old, 13 years old. Imagine that, playing in the championships right now is a young lady from Andover, Massachusetts. Her name is Carissa Yip. She's 12 years old playing in the U.S. Women's Championships. That's just insane. That would never have happened many years ago.
Yeah, we know of her. Keep an eye on her. But how do you, though, get kids? You have to compete with so much. You know, you have to compete with technology, with smartphones.
What's amazing about chess is it's been around for 1,500 years, and it's growing in popularity. The thing about it is a complex game. We haven't figured it all out. Even the computers haven't figured it all out, even though they kick our butts. But still, there's no solution in sight. And kids of every generation, they come to the board, they see kings and queens and knights and bishops and rooks and pawns, and they just want to learn how to play. And it's nothing like beating your friend at chess. You get to trash talk afterwards. You want a great game. It's just a fun activity, family-friendly activity as well.
Well, you could tell them it's Game of Thrones without the Red Wedding.
Right. Well, you know, we have our own attitude in chess. There's swag. Like I said, there's trash talking. But it's just fun, a good wholesome fun for the family.
Well, but you, on a very serious note, you have been trying to take chess to, well, places in the St. Louis area, places like Ferguson. I'd imagine that it's hard. You know, Ferguson, of course, the sign of unrest after the Michael Brown shooting. And what was revealed was what everybody knows. Kids in these areas don't have a lot. And I'm just wondering, are you able to get their attention, you know, to sit still and look at a board and also overcome something that we know happens in the inner cities or in impoverished areas, white or black, that it's not cool to be smart?
Well, here's what I know is cool. Kids love to learn anywhere. I don't care where you are. Kids love to learn, and kids love to play. And chess is this great educational discipline, but it's a game. It's just something that kids, you put the chessboard down, and you put pieces down, whether it's in Ferguson, whether it's in Brooklyn, New York, whether it's in Detroit. This game is exploding in the inner city, and it's because kids love to play. And chess has that quality, and that's why it's such a great game.
Maurice Ashley, the newest member of the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame, the first African-American, as the U.S. Chess Championships begin today, go through April 30th. Maurice, again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.